believe? Do you believe that something new is coming to your life? Bye bye. All the jati jati, all the pain, all the disappointment, all the failure, all the failure, all the heartaches, all the delay, every demonic work, say bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. I believe. Say, I believe. You know, God has been saying a lot to us as the year has been coming to an end. And God has been showing us a lot of awesome things that He desires to do in the coming year in our lives, in our midst, and through us. And yesterday at the workers' meeting, the Lord began to remind us and to say to us, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe. Because there shall be a performance of these things. Amen. I want you to shout it, I believe. Alright, before we sit down, we are going to take a hymn. It's a hymn of prophecy. There shall be showers of blessings. In 2025, there shall be showers of blessings. There shall be showers of blessings. I said there shall be showers of blessings. Precious, precious reviving again. Hallelujah.
There shall be showers.
Everybody, we are singing.
This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing. Sent from the Savior above.
With a shower.
Showers of blessings.
Shall
be showers of blessings.
Precious revival.
you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for bringing us to the last Sunday in the year 2024. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We stand, God, in this sacred place this morning to just say thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, God, because God, when the enemy thought he could take us out, thank you because, God, you kept us here. You kept us by your faithfulness. You kept us by your mercy. Father, we say thank you. Father, haven't even brought us this far. You are still speaking of great things regarding the future. And we stand in awe of the things that you are speaking. Father, we stand in awe of the prophecies. Say, the lion has roared. Who can but prophesy? Father God, even as you are bringing the prophetic regarding 2025, thank you, God, because you are also giving us grace to believe. You are giving us grace to believe. And Father, we thank you for this. Even this morning, the few minutes, God, that you'll be speaking to us, we pray, God, that our faith will be stirred, that our hearts will believe. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can you clap your hands together, give God praise as you take your seat this morning? Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God, and great is his faithfulness. From the visions retreat up till now, God has been speaking regarding his purpose, regarding his plan, regarding what he intends to do in our lives in 2025. Now, God is a forward-moving God, and God will speak in advance of what he wants to do, so that by the time they come to pass, you will know that this is what God said. You will be able to turn back and say, God told us this one. God told us this one. And we want to thank God for all the things that he has been speaking. I just pray for you that you would mix the word with faith in the name of Jesus, because there shall be a performance of what God is saying. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. All right, so this morning I just want to, just 2-3 scriptures to just show you again what the Lord is saying, what he's proposing to do in our lives in the coming year, so that you can set yourself in alignment. You can set yourself in position to flow with what the Spirit of God will be doing. In a few hours from now, we are in 2025. Hallelujah. And I was just saying in my heart as we were praising God, I said, this is just part one of thanking God for this year. When we come on the 31st night, during the snow, as you are coming on Tuesday, not Tuesday, there's no normal evening service. Okay, so we are coming straight for the supernatural night of wonders. You must come with your shouting clothes. You must come with your dancing shoes. Come with all these, what's that trumpet thing? Does somebody have it? Blow it, let me hear it. Blow it, let me hear it. Praise God. Have you ever been behind or in front of a keke? You didn't know it was a keke. You heard the horn and you were running because you thought it was a trailer. Has it happened to you? I mean, some of these keke people, they will just put this trailer horn. You see, that is how we are going to intimidate the devil. I'm telling you, we are going to blow our horn so loud, he'll be shaking in his boots. In the name of Jesus. John's Gospel chapter 1. John's Gospel chapter 1. I'm not really preaching, I'm just showing you some of the things God is saying. And we'll pray briefly and do some other things. John 1 verse 50. So Jesus was actually speaking to Nathanael. In verse 50, Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. You know, as I was thinking on that scripture, what God was saying, he said there are many things he has done for us and we have marveled. As a ministry, there are many things that have come to pass and we have been surprised. He said, no matter how great what he has done in the past, he said, get ready because you shall see greater things than this. I don't know what you have handled in your life. I don't know the greatness of the experience that you have had. But God is saying, regardless of what you have experienced, it is going to be as nothing compared with what God is about to do. God is saying, get ready because there shall be greater things. You shall see greater things than this. You shall see greater things than this. Some of you thought you saw breakthrough. He said, get ready. You shall see greater things than this. Some of you thought, this job that God just gave me, you shall see greater things than this. He said, no matter what he has done in the past, no matter what he brought to pass in the past, he said, you shall see greater things. Greater things. Oh, 10 people believe me. Get ready for greater things. Get ready for greater things. Yesterday in the workers' meeting, God was speaking to us. He said, see, even these things I'm saying, even if you will not believe, don't disbelieve. Because it will come to pass. You will see greater things than this. Amen. And you know, one of the scriptures that God gave us was from Ezekiel 12. Ezekiel 12 verse 21. Ezekiel 12 21. It says, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which say, the days are prolonged and every vision fails. Tell them therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say to them, the days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For no more shall there be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed. Now, so when I say God is saying there shall be greater things, maybe in somebody's mind they say, we don't hear that one before. God is saying, tell them that the days that they say that the vision will be postponed, you know, the quick happen. He said, tell them that that time has passed. He said, thus says the Lord, the vision shall no longer be postponed. He said, when I say the word, and I will perform it. So God is saying, get ready for greater things. He's saying, get ready for greater things. Psalm 102, verse 12 and 13. Psalm 102, 12 and 13. Psalm 102, 12 and 13. He said, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. God works with time. I'm telling you that God works with time. I'm telling you that God works with time. You know, when God is saying that this thing will not be delayed again, please, I want you to hear me well. When Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery, you remember that Joseph had been having dreams of greatness. And then I'm sure he must have been a bit conflicted. These dreams that God was showing me, it looks as if this vision was not going to come to pass. He went to Potiphar's house. You saw how the whole saga with Potiphar went on. You saw how against the guy was not guilty. He was thrown into prison. He was thrown into prison. He interpreted the dreams of those two guys. The one that was restored back to office, he said, don't worry, I will talk to you to Pharaoh. Did he remember Joseph? He didn't remember Joseph for 2 solid years. Now, let me tell you something. There's one prayer I've been praying for the past few days. The Lord was showing me out of this Joseph story. Let's assume that guy that was restored back to Pharaoh, he had remembered Joseph. Eh? Let's assume he remembered Joseph. What would he have done? Maximum. Sure, he will go and meet Pharaoh. Say, there's one guy, the guy is not guilty. Please, sir, do something. Maybe maximum, what Pharaoh would have done, he will call Potiphar. Say, I hear that this is your guy. Eh? No, he was not guilty. Take him back, take him back, take him back, take him back. If Potiphar, Potiphar cannot say no. And take him back, and the woman oppressor will still be there. I started praying one prayer. I said, God, let nobody remember me before my time. Because there are certain people that will remember you before your time, eh? They will only remember you into mediocrity. That is why, when you say, I don't know why this thing has been here. God works with time. But God is beginning to speak. He said, this is the time he has decided to arise and have mercy on you. The time for Joseph to be remembered came. And you remember that Pharaoh had that dream that nobody could interpret. God ensured that he blocked the wisdom of every other person because it was the time. I'm telling you, your set time has come. I'm saying by the Spirit of God that your set time has come. The time to favor you has come. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God works with time. Praise God. You know, I was sharing with them yesterday at the workers' meeting, Songs of Solomon chapter 2. Media give us Songs of Solomon chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Songs of Solomon chapter 2, 12. Can you put it for us in Passion? Passion translation. Do you have Passion? Okay. Maybe we start from 10. Go to 10. For context, let's start from 10. Anybody who believes God here? Anybody who believes God here? I want to say, I believe. You know, I woke up this morning and what was in my heart? I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord. See, I don't know. Don't think that you are the only one who is believing for a change of season. And God is saying, these things that I'm saying will come to pass. He said, the one I love calls to me. The bridegroom king arise. My dearest, hurry, my darling. Come away with me. I have come, as you have asked, to draw you to my heart and lead you out. God said, you have been asking. Now I have come. He said, I have come, as you have asked, to draw you to my heart and lead you out. For now is the time. Now is the time. And see what he calls you. He said, my beautiful one. Now is the time, my beautiful one. Move for us. 11. The season has changed. People are not believing this one. I said, your season has changed. The bondage of your barren winter has ended. The season of hiding is over and gone. I said the season of your hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived. You know, God has been speaking to us that, see, there will be spontaneous praise. You just wake up, you don't know what to make you to sing. You are just walking along the road, you just see yourself singing. He said, I hear the cooing of doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. No more fogginess, clarity. Amen. Now look at it. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth around you? Can you not see that this is a new day of destiny? That thing that has been delayed in your life. Say, can you not see this is a new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purposes and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers There is change in the air. There is change in the air. So what does it say? Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. I'm telling you, in 2025, we are going to run with him to the higher place. I said, we are going to run with him to the higher place. He said, for now is the time to arise and come away with me. 14. Move to 14. For you are my love. Okay, no. That's it. Praise God. That's it. Praise God. This is your time. I said, this is your season. This is your time. Whatever God has done in the past, what he's going to do will far surpass it. Far surpass it. I am so much in expectation. I am so much in expectation. I don't know about you. I'm so much in expectation. Ephesians 3:20. Daddy's favorite scripture. Ephesians 3:20. Can you give us Ephesians 3:20 in Amplified? You know, it says, what's that daddy's favorite scripture? Now, to him who by, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far above, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our highest desires, our highest thoughts, our highest hopes or dreams. God said what he's about to bring is going to be Ephesians 3:20. That he's going to do far above, far over and above all that we can dare to ask. You know, sometimes when you want to ask something, it be like, say, small fear go, they catch you. Will this one not be too much? Will it not look like I'm asking for too much? I don't know. You know, it has happened once in a while that somebody will come to my office, okay, and say, oh, pastor, there's something, you know, and I'm going through really, really this tough thing. And the way the person is describing the thing, in my own mind, I'm thinking, what's the need? And maybe it's a financial need. And I say, okay, so what is it that you really want? He said, pastor, really, if I can just get 10K. I said, give him 50,000. That is how it sounds to God many times. Many times when we come and we are making requests, we make the request as if to say it's so big. And when it lands on his table, he says, does this person know that I am the El Shaddai? Does this person know that I am the El Elyon? Does this person understand the God I am, the creator of heaven and earth? Is there anything too hard for me? He said he will do far over and above all that we dare to ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers. I don't know what prayers, the highest prayer you can pray. What is your highest desire, your highest thoughts, your highest hopes, your dreams? The Bible says God will surpass them all. No, God is going to surpass them all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 26. I told you I'm not preaching. I'm just showing you scriptures, some of the things that the Lord has said. You know, even regarding us as a ministry where God is taking us, you know, I've been sharing throughout the Vision Daddy too, throughout the Visions Retreat, we've been talking about it. We're starting our TV station, amen. Our TV ministry, yes. Praise God. Praise God. So we are paying for that this week by God's grace. Amen. Amen. We are paying for the TV stuff this week. This week we will pay in the name of Jesus. Amen. And because of the training and all that things we need to set up for the 24-hour TV station. We are not going to commence it in February. So 1st of February 2025, Morningstar TV will be live. From coast to coast and around the world, the word of God will beam from this place. Amen. The word of God will beam from this place. God has always spoken to us from the beginning. He said, from here we sound for the word of God into the regions. Sound for the word. And we are beginning to see it. And we believe it. God started speaking that to us when we were just a handful of people. And when we'll be saying it, 10 of us, it will look as if as these people crazy, this pastor and his wife. In fact, there was one day, one brother called me outside, the brother left the church, said, he called me, I said, Pastor, this thing when you talk, now only you and daddy understand which one they talk. Now only you and daddy understand which one they talk, because we don't understand. That was at Abala Street. Praise God. But it will come to pass from here. This 2025 too, you know that we are resuming our believers camp meeting. BCM is resuming. So camp meeting is going to be Easter weekend. So in April, we are going for BCM. And I'm pleased to inform you that we have already paid for the venue. Fully paid and secure. That means there's no going back. There's no going back on BCM. There's no going back on BCM. God has called us to impact the culture. To impact the culture. And the proof of a living church is not just that we have crowd everywhere. It's not in the crowds. It's in the impact. It's in the impact. And we thank God that Morningstar is making serious impact. Yes. Making serious impact. Not just in Warri, not just in Nigeria, but globally. And we are grateful. Praise God. So camp meeting is coming up. We are excited about that. And then, of course, we know that the Morningstar Ministerial Leadership Academy, we've changed the name. The Bible School, we've changed the name to Morningstar Supernatural School of Ministries. Yes, Morningstar Supernatural School of Ministries. And the forms will be out from next week. All those of you who how many of you went through level one this year ending? Okay, so many of you went through level one. So all those who went through level one, you are signing up for level two. And all those who've not gone through level, who've not been to the academy, the School of Ministry, you are going to sign up. It's going to be transformational. What God is saying will happen next year, even me. That is why I had to be singing, yes, Lord, I believe. Because some of the things there, they look big. I'm just standing and looking like the way this teenage Mary would have been looking at this angel. Me? How can this be? But he said, nevertheless, as you have said it, be it unto me according to your word. Things are going to be happening here. Amen. I said things are going to be happening here. Amen. Now, so we are actually trusting God. And I want to beg you. Because individually, in your individual life, you are going to be experiencing things with God you've never experienced before. When we come for the Supernatural Night of Wonders, I will now show you all these things that God is saying. What then should be our response? All I've been saying since is what God wants to do, what God wants to do. What should be our own proper response so that we can fully activate these things in our lives? We'll be sharing that during the Watch Night service. But one of the things I do know, I was telling them at the workers' meeting yesterday that we've done the calculation for the launching of the TV ministry. The seed money required for that is 10 million naira. 10 million naira that is required for that as the seed money. That would cover for 3 months subscription and the down payment to for equipment and their gadget that they are bringing, then the laptops, the All the things that we'll need. All the things that we'll need. You know, and one of the things that I believe that God, one thing that I'm going to tell you, a couple of things that we'll do during that supernatural night of wonders. And one of the things is that every single member of Morning Star, one of the things you want to do is to say, I want to be part of that seed money for the TV ministry. I want to be part of that seed money for the TV ministry. So we are going to be, once we enter Wednesday morning, which is 1st of January 2025, we are going to take that first seed, that sacrificial seed that each one of us is going to be bringing, I'm bringing, you are bringing, and we're going to pray over it. And the beauty of that is that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, as this TV station begins to impact nations of the world, you will be able to say, I contributed to starting this thing. Amen. I contributed to starting this thing. So when we are coming for supernatural night of wonders, you know, we don't carry cash around, and especially it's night, so you are not bringing cash. So, but get ready to for that sacrificial seed. Once we enter the new year, I'm going to bless it. I'm going to bless it and release. I'll stop you there. I'm going to bless it. Let me not say more than the one I was sent. Praise God. I said praise God. Because of what God is saying to us, it is important that you are in the Word. You are in the Word seriously this coming year, because faith comes by the Word, right? Yes. And we have set up a very simple way for you to read your Bible this year in teams. Where's Deacon? Where's Deacon? Ernest. Come, bring that microphone. Where's the other microphone? So every single person, you have the opportunity this year to read your Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I thought two people would be excited. Yes. You have the opportunity to read your Bible. And what is going to make it very wonderful is that you have it to read it with a team. So you have people backing you up. So when you want to, you know, we have tried it before, and some of you will fall by the wayside. So the first 3 months in January, we are going to be reading New Testament. This year, we don't want to start with Old Testament. I know some of you fell off last year when we got to this begat, all the begatting people. You say, kai, kai, kai. And then when we got to Leviticus, bring all those sacrifices that you got tired. But this year, we want to go to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's where we want to start. So, in 2 minutes, explain to us, how do we join? How do we...
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. So, teams have been created. We have a general WhatsApp group. If you are not there now, as soon as I step down, I will put the link on the main church WhatsApp group for you to join. And people have been added to the various teams. Reading starts 1st of January. We are doing 4 chapters a day. Okay, then if you haven't joined, please, as soon as you see the link, you join the general WhatsApp group, you'll be added to your team. We have 2 coordinators in each team. And as soon as you join, you introduce yourself, and they will take it up from there. The last training will be done in the various teams, where you'll be taught how to actually read the Bible. Then the link for the main WhatsApp group will be revoked 12 noon. On tomorrow, 12 noon. Amen.
When I hear the English, so make a break and down. How many of you are not on the church WhatsApp group now? You are not on the church WhatsApp group, but you have a smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, you cannot be. Put down your hand. I have a smartphone, but I'm not on the church WhatsApp group. Please stand. Please stand. And the thing about it is that you can join the reading this thing, whether you are a member of Morning Star or not. We have people who have joined from outside Nigeria already. I'm going to talk about it online today. So people can join from anywhere in the world. It's a global this thing. People can join from anywhere. So those of you that are standing now, as soon as we close, how do they join the church WhatsApp group? Write your number in a piece of paper. Just write, do they need name? Just write only your complete number in a piece of paper. Give it to an usher. Before the service is over, they will add you. So once they add you, so let all the additions be done, Deacon. When the additions are done, before we post the link, okay, we'll post the link. You may sit down. So they'll post the link. When they post the link, you now click the link and join the church. The link will now take you to the reading group. So we did it like that because we don't want to force anybody. They're not a first person. Even you can't force a human being to eat normal food, not to talk of the word of God. So it's for those people who really you are. These things that God is saying, I really want to see them happen in my life. So you click and you join. So once you join the reading group, then the admins themselves will now allocate you to a team. They will allocate you to a team. Then when you join that team, it is from there. On the first 2 days' time, Bakam, we have started four chapters a day. You see that it will be easy for you this time. Say amen. Amen. So all of you who desire to really see all the things that God is saying come to pass, please ensure that you do that. Now, so please, very quickly, let me say this. There is something, that there is a way God works. I did a video on this yesterday. Do you know, I noticed that there are people, this 31st night, we don't pray, we don't receive the word of God, receiving direction, breaking things, releasing things. Then 5 minutes to midnight, some people will just rush. Whether they're from club, they're from Como, anywhere they're from Como, they just come. They will, and they are very noisy. Once it is just 12 midnight, they will run to the altar. Hey, hey, hey. They will not even wait for prayer. They will run out. I said, wait till they pursue these people strongly. So something just tells them that so far I did inside house of God. It's okay. No, it's not okay. And that is why if you are a member of Morningstar, please listen. This 31st night, entering into this new year 2025, is not the one you want to joke with. You don't want to joke with it. If you are a church worker, you know that we are all going to be here by 8. All church workers, there's no evening service. We are going to be here by 8. And then, if you are not a church worker, 9, the snow has started. Now, if you have a testimony, an outstanding testimony you want to share that night of snow, please see Pastor Stand. Not Harmony, yes. See Pastor Prince. See Pastor Prince. You have an outstanding testimony you want to share. That supernatural night of wonders. Please see Pastor Prince. I told you I'm not preaching this morning. I'm just sharing with you. So you see Pastor Prince. Say amen. Amen. Then, this supernatural night of wonders, you are coming early, but you are also inviting family members to come. You are inviting family members to come. You are inviting friends to come. You are inviting friends to come. And then, once we enter the new year, I had previously announced that we are starting our fasting on the 1st. But Daddy has said, I cannot put his children to start fasting on the 1st when people they are happy. Daddy said, lie. So our fasting will start next week. Next week, Monday. 7 days fast will be next week, Monday. Next week, Monday, we are fasting. But, all of you shouting, thank you, Daddy. If you are single, journey to the altar is starting on Thursday. Journey to, unless you are not a serious single person, but you are single, and you really want to move from where you are maritally and in every other way, you are joining Journey to the Altar on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's 4 sessions. On On Thursday is evening. That day we are fasting. On the second we are fasting. On the second we are fasting. One pastor say, now you get problem. Now me won't fast. Be fasting, I will join you to pray. But don't worry, I will join you to fast more. Because 7 days fasting is coming next week. Okay, so all of you single people, joining to the altar is this week. Thursday, we meet here in the evening. Teach, pray. It's a prayer, this thing. Teach, pray. Then, all of you who were not at the workers' meeting yesterday, it means that you have not been put in the special Telegram group. If you are single, write your name in another piece of paper and write Journey to the Altar in that paper. You will be joined to a Telegram group because after we finish on Thursday evening, by 9 p.m. in the night, we will all single people, we will come on the WhatsApp group to pray for 1 hour, 9 to 10. See, anything that wants to delay you, the power don't break. Oh. 9 to 10 we will pray. Then when we wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock again, 6 to 7 we will pray, 1 hour. Then, that Friday morning we will come to church by 9 o'clock. Okay? We'll do the meeting, 9, 10, 11, by 11:30, thereabout we close. Then you will find 1 hour of your own to pray. In the evening, we will come again by 4. We'll do the evening meeting. Then 9 again in the night, we meet on Telegram to pray again for 1 hour. Saturday morning, 6 a.m. to 7. This year, this 2025, when God said new things won't happen, it will happen by fire, by force. In the name of Jesus. Am I wasting your time this Sunday morning? Not be every day that they shout. Let's take instructions. Praise God. I said, praise God. I want to pray for some people. You know that we set up different teams in church. Okay? So there's a team that we call membership team. Membership team, they are responsible for assimilation of people into the church. Do they know themselves, Richard? If you are in that membership team, please stand and come quickly. They are responsible for assimilation of people into the church, into the ministry, reaching out also, and then as new people are joining, assimilating them into the church body. Amen. Now, who is Chinedu? Any Chinedu here? Chinedu? You are Chinedu? Eh? What's your surname? Eh? I didn't hear you. Ezechi. Okay. Any other Chinedu here? Where? You are Chinedu. What's your surname? Huh? Amos. Your papa na Oyibo. Any other Chinedu? What's your surname? Eh? Onine. Okay, you are the one I'm looking for. You see me after. So these people, see, let me tell you, there are some of you in this coming year. Daddy used to say, because I know they shake with beers. So you don't believe that I'm prophesying. But there are some of you will enter into such dimension of divine help in the coming year. The testimonies will look like a lie. Amen. You see some of those chosen testimony where people they drag them. They look like a lie. How lion call hold you, lion call carry you go the other side. They look like lie. There will be such outstanding testimonies. Some of you that have even struggled with your spiritual experience, you really want to serve God. But as if there is a power pulling, that power is going to be broken. You will experience new depth in your walk with God. Let me wait till Tuesday. See, let me tell you. Some of you who have only experienced hundreds in your life. You are moving to the realm of thousands.
Amen.
Some of you that have experienced thousands, you are moving to multiple thousands.
Amen.
Some of you that have experienced multiple thousands, you are moving to the realm of millions.
Amen.
Some of you that have experienced millions, you are moving to billion.
Amen.
Yesterday I was shocked when they told me something. I don't know how far it's true, that there are certain houses in Abuja. When you won't buy the house, this thing is that you must buy the house with the 1 billion that is inside the house. I know maybe it has to do with money laundering or the rest. I say, that the 1 billion is already inside the house. They go price them. You're not going to pay rich the 1 billion when they the house. But just take the house and the 1 billion. And you tell me there's no money in this country. That devil is a liar. May I tell you that in this coming year, some of the things that will happen, you will ask yourself, but where has this help been? No, I'm telling you. That is why when we come to the fasting for you singles, don't play with it. And when we enter the 7-day fasting, you people should not joke. Don't play this year, this coming year. No play, because God is saying, this thing, I am saying it and I will do it. I will do it. Praise God. Anybody that try to take what is yours, they will return it by force. I don't care what that thing is. Whether that thing is your husband, they will return it by force. Whether that thing is your position, they will return it by force. Whether that thing is your glory, they will return it by force. Whether that thing is your finance, they will return it by force. Whatever is yours, is yours. Whatever God has given you, maybe where you do business, some people have gone somewhere to say this one's business must never prosper. Whatever such things have been done will boomerang.
Amen.
They go right back to the sender.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, whosoever digs a pit will be the one that will fall inside. Anyone that has spoken that you or any member of your family will not see 2025, they will fall into that pit too. They will fall into that pit in the name of Jesus. Anybody that look at you and say, this one, I don't like your face. Let me tell you, even after they said, I don't like your face, God will put a compulsion in their heart to help you. Father, thank you for this. Can you just kneel down, every one of you here? This is a very important team in this church. Very important team. Very important team. And we don't play with this, because people must be assimilated. Assimilated into this work. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Let your hand rest. Let your hand rest. Let your hand rest in the name of Jesus. As that dove descended and rested on Jesus. Father, let fresh grace and anointing descend and rest in the name of Jesus. Father, they will do this work with a willing heart. They will do this work with graciousness. They will do this work with willingness. They will do this work with great joy. And indeed, great grace is upon them. Father, we thank you because through them, many people will be established in church. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We release you to this assignment in the name of God the Father. We release you to this assignment in the name of God the Son. We release you to this assignment in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Congratulations. So the leader of this team is Brother Richard. Amen. Brother Richard is the one heading this team. And the other details we'll get to know. So if, please turn and face them. If any of them approaches you, know that now pastor send them. They are just doing their work. Because some of them will come and ask some of you why they're not they see you on Tuesday. So even if you have been a member of this church for 10 years and they're not they see you on Tuesday, they may come and ask you. God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, so finally, maybe you are here, you've been a member of Morningstar, you are not in any department. They are just coming, come and go, come and go, come and go. That's not how to serve God. These are things that must change in the coming year. All right, so for this TV ministry, if you are gifted along those lines, please, as soon as we close in this first service, see Pastor Hope. You are gifted in videography, you are gifted in editing, you know, and you are not in the media department. You are not in the media department, but you are gifted. Or you worked in the TV station before, radio station before. You know how to do all those transition things. Because you see, let me tell you, here at Morningstar, we believe that our God is a great God and is a God of excellence. And everything we do must be excellent. Amen. Amen. Excellent. And that is why from 2025, there is nothing that we will do as a ministry that will be small. Our days of smallness is over. No, your own days of smallness is over. That is why Youth Congress 2025, we are not doing it in church. Amen. Youth Congress 2025 has only one of two venues. We are either doing it in Warri Stadium. If we cannot get the stadium, then the smallest place we can do it will be Urobo College. Yes. I mean, with all the big speakers, everything. Because you see, our God is a big God. You see, as God was showing us some of these things, my heart had to expand. And God said, no, look the money side. No, look the money side. No, if you look the money side, you go confused. Let me tell you, anything God tells you to do in the coming year, don't look at the money side. Just believe first. Just believe. Just believe. Amen. We started preaching on radio without money. I went to the radio station. Sir, I want to preach on this station. This is how much it will cost. Sir, I don't have any money. He said, do you think we are running a charity here? I was leaving. The man said, come back. I like you. You young like... I was very young. You young like this. You want to preach the word of God? A fine girl like you. Okay, come. How much can you even pay? I just scratched my head. Okay, 15,000 a quarter. And that time, a quarter is 3 months. We couldn't afford 15,000 naira a quarter. But I just told him so. He said, okay. So we started. Some months, some quarter we can pay, some quarter we're owing like that, like that. We never have paid that one. I went back to meet him because God gave me another vision. I went back and said, sir, this once in a week thing is not fast enough. I want to be preaching every day. The man laughed. He said, you never have paid 15,000 naira. You want every day. He calculated the thing. The money was long. In my eye, that how much was it long? 300 and something thousand. But that it was sounding like 3 million. I said, sir, this time, I don't want to pay anything. The man said, Pastor Vera, I beg, I beg, I beg, they go. 1 year passed. I met the man in front of and one of those banks at any region. She said, ah, this woman, I didn't see you again. What of that thing you discussed? I said, sir, no money. He said, are you really serious? I said, yes. I said, come and start tomorrow. No penny. See, the things that God will tell you to do in 2025, even if you don't believe, don't disbelieve. Just tell God, be it unto me. And you will be shocked what God will do. I said you will be shocked what God will do. Let's rise on our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands. Just tell God, God, I believe. 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 I believe what you are saying. Some people are not telling God. Tell God, I believe. I believe. You said I will see greater things. God, I believe. God, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe you, oh God. 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 Oh yes, basu brade ke shaya bakuzanta kayada. Seri mahakashiri bahazanta kayade. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We lift our hands to you this morning, thanking you, Father, for all the things, God, that you are speaking regarding us. We thank you for such depth of love. We thank you. We believe your word, oh God. We believe your word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, because you that has led us till this time, you will bring us all here on the 31st night. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, because even the remaining few hours before this year is out, thank you, because everything that we are still supposed to receive this year will come to us. They will all come to us in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout a good amen. Shout a good amen. Now, before we take our offerings, let me quickly say two things. Now, so when we come for the Supernatural Night of Wonders, that your seed towards the TV, please don't transfer or do any such thing until after I have prayed over it. Please don't be in a hurry to transfer it. Wait after the prayer over that before you do your transfer. I said the seed money is 10 million. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart to be able to give, you give. Then the last thing I want to say, I just retired. Amen. I just retired. Praise God. I just retired this month. 10th of December was my last day at work. Praise God. And I am excited. Yeah, I feel like breakdancing. I'm telling you, I feel like a bird that has been released to fly. So on the 11th of January, which is next week Saturday, I am having a retirement party. And every member of Morning Star is invited to come. All my sons and my daughters are invited to be here. But those coming, no wearing of short knicker, no wearing of slippers, you will dress properly. It's a proper dinner. You'll be shocked when you come into this hall next week Saturday. Okay, it's a proper dinner. I'm having people coming. Because apart from being, reduce the volume, apart from being a retirement party, is also the launching of Vera Orobo Ministries. Yes. Because now, like a bird, we fly. Amen. So a lot of men of God, bishops, archbishops will be here to join to do that. It's not an ordination, but a consecration and a release to that dimension, because the Lord is beginning to say, I'm releasing you into an apostolic grace. So we are watching what God will be doing in the coming days. So get all your nice clothes out and get ready for the retirement party. Praise God. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are highly favored. The grace of God multiplies upon your life. In Jesus' name. Please be seated as you clap your hands. All right, so we'll receive our offerings. Who is taking the offerings?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. all things are possible to